In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman.
And this is Josh Knapp.
Josh, thanks for, again, for, of course, joining me.
Oh, always.
I know we are busy with the holidays and whether or whether it's actually working on the holidays, which many of us in EMS and, you know, do.
Wait. Isn't EMS earn money while sleeping?
Yeah, well, you do. You know, but you don't get to sleep. You get to rare. Like 5 minutes.
Very, very, very rare. They've had a changeover at my organization. They want to get more money out of us. And, you know, we make money by the jobs we do because you and I, we get paid by the jobs we do, right?
Yeah.
You know,
right,
so I just got to hustle into the next one.
Yeah.
It's like a package shipper or a drywall installer. I get paid by the square feet.
Thank God that's not the case.
Holy mackerel. That's all I got to say. So, you know, and before we talk about our organizations in any sort of way, which would be bad, in any sort of negative way. You were talking to me earlier about somebody who did something that was frowned upon by her organization, and she got canned.
Well, something
on that one.
Yeah, the thing is that there was a I've actually seen this going on for a little bit. Other Facebook groups were mentioning this one group and their opinion on it. You know, and it was one of those Facebook groups that kind of showed the dark side of EMS and showing, you know, just, you know, making fun of things and stuff like that. And then some of the bigger the EMS websites like EMS1.com picked up on it, and then they reported on it. So, you know, her local news got a hold of it, and then she ended up getting fired, you know, for it. So
nuts. I mean,
you know,
and you probably think that if the local news hadn't gotten into it, she would have been still okay, or would have been handled internally.
This is one of those things where, you know, people might jump or comment on me in a negative way. You know, I don't want to say that I'm for this type of, I mean, listen, I have a very dark sense of humor, and I can joke that way a lot with my partners. And
who doesn't in this field?
You know,
really?
In private, you know what I mean?
Right.
However, right. I guess the issue starts coming into play when you're doing it in a major public forum like Facebook, and, you know, she had over 23,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that, having that many followers, you know, I think she probably was getting some traction on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it's just her, right? She's like a lone wolf out there making tweets about something, and nobody's really cares about it. You know, she's getting followers. She's getting attention,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you get a lot of people that are in other Facebook groups, other Facebook pages, kind of bashing the whole thing, that it's unprofessional, that it makes us look bad as a profession. It's disturbing, things like that. I think some of the things she did might have gone over the line when you're talking about, you know, one article I read talked about how she had put like pictures of suicide stuff, you know, videos of people committing suicide, dropping from buildings, stuff like that, you know. Not that she recorded it, but, you know,
she's probably
found
it
from, found these videos someplace and put it on there, you know, making up, you know, and then people were responding in the comments with like scorecards, you know, like 10.
Oh, God.
No. You know, stuff like that, and you know, judging the quality, of the video, you know,
I'm embarrassed to laugh at that. I'm embarrassed to laugh at that, but we both know that we've come across some pretty freaking stressful situations. This is what we do. We're supposed to be there in case somebody is still alive to help, you know, help keep them alive. And a lot of times we're not there fast enough or soon enough, or they have just done the job too well for us to do anything. So, and then what do you do? What do you do with that stress?
Right. And I think, you know, some people, you know, listen, you've got these groups out there that talk about, you know, the Code Green campaign and how we keep things inside, and, you know, the people who have, you know, PTSD from this job, and, you know, talk about it, you know, let's talk about problems you're dealing with. And sometimes some people have a little bit of a relief by making jokes, dark jokes on things, you know. Now this girl had the initial group was public, and it ended up getting shut down a few times by Facebook, I believe, because of the content, right? But then she made it a private group, you know, so that you had to actually request to join the group. And but the problem, but she still had people who were reporting her, you know, and complaining that it was you know, not you know, it was offensive.
Right.
You know, so I guess the question to you and other listeners is, where is that line, you know, of that dark humor? Is there a line, and is it something that we should keep to ourselves amongst you and a partner or a coworker who you know can deal with that type of humor? You know, listen, I know that, like I said, I've joked, you know, in dark ways before and made, you know, comments like that, you know, in the past, and as a way to deal with things. But I've always done it when I've had an audience that I knew was receptive to that. You know what I mean?
Well, isn't that what it's all about, Jim? Isn't it always just come down to optics?
Yeah, well, that's
you know, I mean, that dark humor, that joke, that crack, you know, that, you know, looking at something and just saying whatever that sort of breaks the tension at that moment in time amongst the people who are witness to, you know, in some cases this awfulness or have a memory of it. I mean, you know, that group understands it. People who are standing on the outside may or may not understand it. If they don't, and they start, you know, saying, how terrible is that? You have to admit, even to yourself, that that's, you know, pretty off color. It's pretty, it's not a socially acceptable, it's, you know, not conversation in polite circles. But that's never been our thing, and this is what happens when the world that doesn't understand what we deal with on a day-to-day. Let me just stop that and just say, how many times have you know been at a group function that you have non-EMS personnel, and when they find out you're a paramedic and when they find out you've been in the field a long time, they say, you must have seen some stuff, or what's the most horrible thing you've ever seen? And it's like, why do you want to know my nightmares? Why do you want to know somebody else's, you know, misfortune? And you know, is it morbid curiosity? And then when you talk to them, and it's like you talk to them a little bit, and you say you really don't want to know, and it's like, no, the sight of blood makes me ill, or I could never deal with that. Then why, if you're telling me in one sentence you could never deal with that, you know, doing that, picking somebody up, you know, when they're alive and decomposing, you know, then why do you want to know those stories where I had to pick up somebody who was alive and decomposing? I mean, yeah. You know, and then you have the gall to comment on when I talk about it with somebody else who is involved in it, understands it, and also exhibits that stress, and then you judge me. But yeah, this is what we do. We do it all the time. And that's the optics. That's the, you know, that's the external. So she was probably okay even when it hit EMS-1, because she had enough sympathetic people sympathetic to what she was doing, you know, maybe judging, maybe, you know, I'm even saying, you know, some of this stuff is not, should not be reshown, just because we have the ability to put it out there and show it doesn't mean we should. Even if, you know, a small group would find a release in the dark humor surrounding it, it doesn't mean that it should be shared. But there would be enough people sympathetic to that within the EMS community that they wouldn't say anything. But what you told me is that the local news picked it up. Once the local news picked it up, oh my God, you're in there for, you know, the judgment of the common people.
Yeah. You read some of the comments in other Facebook groups and people who talk about things like, you know, would you rather people find other ways of coping, like alcoholism or drugs, you know, to escape what they see? You know, some people, you know, people who say, you know, it's, one person said, listen, some of these videos were way too much for me, you know, so I just scroll past it, you know. So if you don't find it funny, then just leave the group. Don't judge other people for how they're coping, you know. Because the bottom line is, Josh, really, right? People can say, oh, well, you know, you're so uncaring, you're so cold and stuff like that. But, you know, if you didn't really care, right, you wouldn't be doing the job. You wouldn't last doing the job if you didn't really care about people and helping people, you know?
Or there wasn't something in the job that you know, there wasn't something in the job that led you to do the job. You know, yeah. You have to have that drive. You absolutely have to have that drive for this job. This job is not something you do just for the money.
Yeah. And listen, if she, you know, the hospital she worked for had said that she had shared some of the stuff she was doing was able to be traced back to patients that she had. And if that's the case, then she violated that trust, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, then she should get, you know,
well, that's a HIPAA violation. That's very, very serious. I mean, yeah. We do live by those laws, and they are laws.
Yeah. You know, so it's just, like I said, man, it's very, this is one of those fine lines, I think. And it's, I think in a lot of ways, it's a personal kind of take on things. You know, mm-hmm. what I guess what bothers me, Josh, about this thing, just to kind of wrap this up a little bit, is it's not necessarily the Facebook page or the fact that she got fired and stuff. It's this reaction that some people have, that they're surprised that there's this dark humor in EMS. Like the director of the agency she worked for was like getting emotional on camera. I'm like, give me a fucking break.
Oh, really?
You know,
really?
He's been the job for over 30 years. He's going to get emotional. It's like, he's just pandering to, you know, the camera.
That's truly disingenuous.
You know, exactly. And this is what I think bothers me, you know.
But isn't that sort of the...
you can be an EMS and you cannot like dog humor. You can listen. That's not the way I cope. I cope differently. I don't really like the dog humor. You know, it's not for me. But don't judge the people that use it as coping, that find it amusing as a way to get past things. You know, listen, there's been many times I've seen things and in the moment, I don't find it the least bit funny. You know what I mean?
Right.
But maybe a week or so later, I find something humorous about it just as a way to get past it, you know, and even as a way to, you know, bring my coworkers past it, you know, because mm-hmm. like I said, listen, just like when you talk about comedians and actors, right? Not everybody likes what they do. If you don't like that comedian, you don't like the way they you know, like Tosh, you know, Daniel Tosh is a comedian that comes to mind, right? He's very, very, you know, over the top of things. If you don't like that type of humor, you don't watch his TV show. You don't go to see him, you know, in person.
Right. Right.
And the same thing with this. If it's not the type of thing that you like, you agree with, don't go to the Facebook post. Don't read, you know, the memes. Don't
join that group.
Right. Don't join the group.
They're private groups. I mean, even if they're not private, you know, you can't see their content unless you join the group. So what are you joining the group for?
Yeah. And then, and like I said, you know, when I, the same type of thing, like on a personal level, if I end up making a comment or a joke on something that's dark, then I'm doing it to an audience that I know is going to be receptive. If I know somebody that's in the group that I'm speaking with or we're talking about it is not going to be receptive to that or it might offend them, I don't tell that joke because I know they're not into that. You know what I mean? But like I said, don't be this thing where, you know, like EMS1, contributors on EMS1 talking about, you know, how it's casting a dark web over EMS's reputation, these type of Facebook groups and these type of comments. But you can go to anything. I follow numerous, you know, EMS groups and on Instagram and on Facebook. And yeah, they're not really always this dark humor end of it, but they take, you know, kind of a comical stance on a lot of the things that we do. You know, the really obese patient, right? You know, they'll make a comment like, oh, they call at 3 a.m. and they're naked and, you know, they're on their roof and, you know, they have a toe pain, so come get me.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
And they can't walk. So why, right.
That might not be a dog humor, but it's still making fun of patients that we encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find that all over these EMS pages. You know what I mean? Even where we're joking about ourselves, you know, and it's a way a little bit, I think, that we cope, you know, and I think what bothers me the most is this whole thing of getting on your high horse and looking down at people in this industry. And it's like everything else something that drives me, Josh, is people that get on their high horse and look down
holier than thou,
basic, and they look down at the everyday provider that's out there, you know.
Yep.
And
well, I mean, we could even get into that conversation on a tangent of being sold out by management.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the guy who you work with now becomes, you know, your supervisor and comments on how you're driving the ambulance. Meanwhile, this guy, you're lucky if he ever stayed on the road and not on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, don't judge or people in glass houses shouldn't be.
And like
stocks,
I said,
right?
To me, I feel like, you know, you've got these, you know, these article writers and these popular EMS websites getting on their high horse, looking down and, you know, criticizing it. Now, yes, like I said, I agree. If she's sharing personal information, violating HIPAA and stuff like that, then there's consequences for that. Okay. But having a dark website and that's private, you know, and you have a troll that's going to report you, you know what I mean? That's a different story, you know. And like I said, being the fact that you've got groups like this and other groups that are EMS humor groups and stuff like that who make fun, like I said, getting woken up at 3 a.m. for the bullshit call, whatever. Does that mean because you're pissed off or upset because you got woken up for bullshit, does that mean that you don't care anymore? Does that mean that you should get fired because you're joking about it as a way to release that frustration of being woken up for nonsense or being responding to nursing homes at all hours for bullshit, right? No, it's a way that you're coping. You're joking about it. You're putting it out there. And all of these groups have got thousands of followers. So it's not like it's just, you know, a handful of people that find this stuff funny, you know, find this gallows humor type stuff funny. You know, there's thousands of providers out there that find it humorous and as a way to cope and as a way to kind of identify with other providers who kind of feel the same way, right? Who are going through the same type of thing, you know? And that's what the social media thing is all about, right? You're identifying with people who believe and feel the same way you do, and you're kind of following them, and you're agreeing, and you're getting some, like I said, some sort of outlet, you know, based on that, you know? So don't sit there and get on your high horse or fake tears and be upset like you've never seen dark humor before, and you're suddenly surprised that one person has a Facebook group with dark humor. Suddenly you're, oh my God, that's out there? People are making gallows humor about stuff in EMS? I mean, give me a fucking break. You know, it's such bullshit that they're coming off like that. You know, the attitude of, well, if you don't like it, turn it off, whatever, you know, that's one way to look at it. But I prefer to look at it as the way that, you know, it's a way that we're coping, you know, and as long as you're not violating, you know, patient privacy and stuff like that, I don't see why it's a problem, especially if it's a private group, you know, where people can have to get approved.
You and I are in agreement on this. We've always been in line with this. But being people who have a public facing identity, and I'm not just talking about, you know, this podcast, but, you know, our respective businesses, which are embedded in EMS, you know, our work, you know, we definitely have an idea and an opinion of, and live by that old rule. If, you know, what happens on the bus stays on the bus. Yeah. But the flip side of that, and that horrifies people outside, you know, it's like the blue wall of silence, or any way you want to say any of these professional response groups that sort of keep their issues internal and don't spread them around. This is that maybe not so gray area of where we interface with the public, you know, just by being on social media and social, right. You know, social media, the first word in it is social. And so, the thing is, I think unfortunately we always have to be aware of optics nowadays. I mean, even on a job, come on, how many jobs have you done where, you know, instead of people, you know, back in the day, you know, back years ago, when somebody fell on the sidewalk or somebody got hurt or there was a car accident, people would come out and, yeah, you'd get the one or two looky-loos who they'd walk up just to see what was going on.
Right. But
most people were coming up to try to help. Now what happens? Everybody's out with their cell phone recording it. It's nuts.
Yeah.
What do you do about that? And what are we told all the time when we go out? Optics. Be aware of how you look. Be aware of what you're doing, because people out there are recording.
Well, and like I said, I see the argument of how it makes the profession look. You know, how it makes us look unprofessional, I guess, in a way when you do that type of stuff.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, you know, when you've got the argument that it makes it look, you know, that we're unprofessional and things like that. But, you know, when people call 911, you know, they're not thinking about some fucked up meme they saw someplace.
Right.
You know, and, you know, I've known people who have had very dark humor and who even had seriously bad attitudes about EMS and stuff like that. But you know what? Some of them, a lot of them have been some of the best paramedics I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. You know, they can identify stuff and they know what they're doing out there in the field. And you know, that dog humor and that kind of salty dog mentality that they have is probably their way of coping with being in the job for, you know, for a long period of time. Yep. You know, so like I said, Josh, I don't want to go round and round with this. And I just feel like beyond, you know, kind of going back and forth to how the, I think my main thing with this was, isn't so much about how it makes us look as an industry or whether or not this woman, this girl should have gotten fired or, you know, the coping of it and all. I think the biggest thing for me is the people that get on their high horse and look down and are somehow act surprised that this type of humor goes on, you know, when there's been these pages and groups and stuff going on for a long time, maybe not as graphic as this page, been going for a long time. They have hundreds of thousands of followers all over social media. So it's, you know, don't act surprised that this goes on and that people actually use this as a way to, you know, get past in their job and to cope with things and to kind of have a connection with people across the country or even outside of the country in this fucking job that we do that can be extremely difficult at times.
I'm on board with that, Jim.
All right, so I'm going to wrap that up, Josh. I hope people can kind of understand where we're coming from on this. You know, don't think that Josh and I don't care about patients, or we don't think that there's an element of this that does make the industry look a little, you know, negative. You know, don't think that. I can agree with that element of it, you know, but like I said, my thing is, like I just mentioned, you know, don't disagree and then act as if there is, you know, that this just started happening last week or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
All right. So Josh, wrap it up there. Of course, guys, please follow us on iTunes. It really helps out. Go to emsseo.com/iTunes. Follow us there. Leave a review or a rating. It would be really helpful. Helps us in the iTunes rankings above.
And if you have difficulty leaving a review or rating, email us. I mean, get back to us.
It should only take 2-3 minutes out of your day. And I'm going to tell you something that, you know, we rank sometimes below shows that have not put episodes out in a year. Okay. Because not because of the quality of the show, but because of the fact that we don't have enough reviews and ratings. Do me a favor, please jump over there and leave a quick review or rating. It really, really helps out. All right. So go check that out, guys. And be sure to check out my latest download resource, the EMS Differential Diagnosis Guide. You can get that for free. And it's at emsseo.com/DX. You can go and download that for free. All right, Josh. That's it. All right, everybody. As always, I am Jim Hoffman.
And this was Josh Knapp.
Stay safe.